It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID is rising in Colorado, and some schools are switching to remote and some to in-person at the same time. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
James Duffy is with Westminster Public Schools. He says the state has left it up to locals to make the call on what to do.
I would just say that that's a reflection of how education in this state is run in general.
Westminster is reopening next week after going remote for 2 weeks. The private Denver Academy has been in person since August, but head of school Mark Turagowski says they're going remote as rising COVID has impacted operations.
There is a tipping point where even logistically for a school, it just becomes too much.
Experts worry, though, that that patchwork system will add to inequality. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Two more metro area school districts are going online due to steady spread of COVID-19 in their counties. In Jefferson County, grades 6 through 12 will start remote learning Monday. Elementary students will go remote November 30th. In-person learning will continue for preschools and students with significant special needs. Douglas County will move all students to remote learning at the end of the month. That district says nearly 5,000 students and staff are currently in quarantine. Federal prosecutors have filed charges against a Denver man protesting after the election last week. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Logan DeBile was in the Cheeseman Park area of Denver on November 4th when he allegedly pointed a green laser light at a Denver police helicopter. This according to federal prosecutors. This is a federal crime because airspace is federal jurisdiction. DeBile initially ran from police, but when he was arrested, he told cops he was, quote, just sort of playing around with it, according to the affidavit. DeBile, who is 23 and, according to social media, a student, faces up to 5 years in prison. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Xcel Energy plans to build thousands of electric vehicle chargers statewide. This week, Colorado's largest electric utility asked state regulators to approve its $100 million plan. Xcel wants to build about 20,000 new electric vehicle chargers over the next 3 years at homes, apartments, businesses, and along highways. Colorado's Public Utilities Commission has until March to make a decision. Mostly sunny along the Front Range today, more snow in the mountains. This is CPR News.